Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
After nearly 40 years of campaigning and disappointment, the families of the 48 victims of the Stardust fire were expressing hope this afternoon when a preliminary hearing into what will be a new inquest was held. The families have been left disappointed by various judicial inquiries over the years, and they say that their loved ones have never received justice. But today, the first pre-inquest hearing was held in the Dublin Coroner's Court, the first of a number of hearings before a full new inquest begins sometime next year. And Fergal Keane was at the coroner's court for us, and he joins us now in studio. Fergal, what happened?
Well, it's 39 years since the Stardust fire. It was on Valentine's Day in 1981 when 48 young people lost their lives. Now, since then, there was a coroner's inquest at the time. There was a tribunal of inquiry and at least one judge-led review ever since, but none of which the families say ever reached the truth of what happened on that terrible night and how so many people died, what caused it, and how their deaths were caused and could have been avoided. But now a new coroner's inquest is to start next year. It's been long promised. There was even mention of it in the budget yesterday when money or funding was put aside to hold this. And today the coroner, Myra Colnan, said that the inquest will be a new, completely new inquiry. She won't be bound by any previous findings. Previous findings, there were cut-offs, there were various things which weren't considered. And the new inquest is going to have a number of pre-hearings. Today was just the first of those. So I went along, and a large group of family members of the victims gathered outside the coroner's court in the centre of Dublin. They were accompanied by their solicitor, Dara Mackin of Phoenix Law, and he explained to me today what was going to happen this afternoon.
So today is the first preliminary hearing in the Stardust inquest. It's a momentous day for the families in what is the first step towards justice, towards closure. We hope today to raise a number of preliminary issues to which we believe the coroner should now begin to investigate in ensuring that this case is ready to be heard, and ready to be heard as soon as possible.
How long do you think it will come before you actually get an inquest, and how long do you think the inquest will take?
The reality is there's quite a number of very complex issues that need to be addressed well in advance of any inquest starting. The biggest failing on our behalf would be to start an inquest when it's not ready. So the reality is that we need to ensure that everything's ready to go before the inquest can effectively begin. We're quite confident that with a bit of momentum, this inquest can be ready to be heard early to mid next year. In saying that, you know, one can't overstate the complexities that arise from the expert evidence, the witness testimony, and the sheer volume of evidence that has to be considered here.
You have new witnesses, new evidence.
There's a number of new witnesses who have come forward, and the reality is, and the stark reality is, that a number of these witnesses were very obvious witnesses who should have been consulted, whose statements should have been taken from, and weren't. And that isn't in one investigation, that isn't in two investigations. It's now we're talking three and four. And the reality is that this process should hear from all of those witnesses and ensure that whatever verdict is reached, that all of their evidence is obtained, is considered, and included in any verdict.
And Fergal, you mentioned there were a large group of family members there.
And I spoke to many of them. There are families who lost a number of children in the fire. One family, as you will hear, lost three young people there. And it's been well documented that the fire escape doors had been barred on the night, and many people died while trying to get out those doors. Many parents of the victim have died in the intervening years. And today people described how hopeful they were that this new inquiry would actually get to the truth. And they were citing inquiries like that into the Grenfell fire, into Hillsborough, and even 9/11, and looking at some of the issues that were learned there. But we're going to hear now from some of the people who attended the inquest today.
My name is Samantha Mangan. This is my mum, Helena Mangan. She died in the Stardust.
How do you feel about today? The inquest is reopening?
It's a step in the right direction, and hopefully I'll finally get answers to what happened that night, why she didn't come home, how come she didn't come home. Whereabouts she actually was, how close was she to getting out one of those exits. I just need answers, I need truth, and I need justice for her. I could never understand. As a kid, I would have went around with sort of pretending that she was still alive in my head. She's lost her memory, but she'll come back to me, because she was my whole world and I was hers, because she was a single mum, looking after me, and she would never have left me in a million years. And I could never get around that. She never came home. Like, I was due to start school that year, and she promised me it was going to be my new adventure. She'd be there for me. I remember the first day of school, waiting, sitting at the table and looking at the door, hoping that she was going to burst through the door and go, "I'm here for your first day," and it never happened. I walked around just pretending that she's lost her memory. If I'd hear someone with a similar name to her, I'd turn around to see, "Oh, is that her? It does it look like her?" Maybe, and I'd be sort of walking through the streets trying to look for her, and she never came back. And it was only there last year I read a coroner's report for the first time, because I felt it was something I had to do. And it sort of came to reality then that, well, she's not coming back, she's actually dead. But then even tried to, but while reading it, going, "Are you sure this is my mum you're talking about?" You know, and I just went, right, I've never really been on board before, because I was in denial, basically. But I said, I need justice for my mum. So that's when I just started to appear and stand with people, because I need a truth, I need justice, I need to know why that owner was never prosecuted. How come he got away with the death? If those doors were opened, they would have all got out. Yeah, no, there was no bars and windows, those people would have got out. Yeah, no, they stole so much from me, my world, they stole. And a piece of me that I'll never ever be able to replace ever again.
My name is Selena McDermott, and my mother and father lost 3 children in the Stardust. So this is a massive, massive step for us. Huge for us, huge for all the families, the victims, and even the ones that aren't here today. And that through the years, over 40 years, families that got worn down from the fight and aren't here and lost their lives, committed suicide, all these people, they're not forgotten about. So today is huge. It's very big for all of us.
There's a whole generation almost have passed on, people who lost their own children.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like the devastation through all the families and the communities between Coolock, Edenmore, Dunnycarney, Artane, all on the north side as well.
What are you hoping for now, today, and for out of this inquest? Because I've met you before at other events which were a disappointment for you.
Well, today is different. It's this is the beginning now. And even with the budget that we've seen last night, when the government put out the budget and the cost of this inquest was there was a cost put aside for it. It's going to happen. This is actually going to happen now. Whereas years before, we were let down and let down and let down. The public of Ireland, the people of Ireland, were on our side now, and they want to hear the truth, and the truth needs to be told.
And that is some family members of people who were involved in Stardust speaking to Fergal Keane and expressing some hope that they're closer to the truth. And indeed, we all hope that they are.